Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Doing good.
So today we are talking about the Saga Short Tales Tomo 3 LIV. It is a Petit Corona 4.25 by 42 ring gauge. Comes out of the De Los Reyes factory in the Dominican Republic. The wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano. The binder is San Vicente, and the filler is Piloto Cubano Mejorado Viso and Brazilian Habano Viso. Cigar was released in July of 2017. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your pre-light experience like?
My pre-light was pretty average, which typically I don't give a lot of. Usually my pre-light experience is kind of somewhere within good or very good. But you know, so first in terms of the look of the cigar, wrapper is pretty like pale, dull looking. Things well pressed, seems tight. Bunch of roll felt really good. No harsh spots, no soft spots. So all good news. Is just that the presentation was kind of whatever. The head done really well with the triple cap. But in terms of the nosy experience, it was kind of subpar. From the wrapper, I mainly got like a dry cardboard and white pepper. The foot, construction paper, and a stronger sense of that same white pepper. Cold draw, cardboard, a little bit of white pepper. And this sounds nasty. It's pink. I said pink thinner. But yeah, so not so good.
Yeah, I mean, presentation was pretty much just right what you said. For me, aroma from wrapper was like a light barnyard note. Foot gave a little bit of like a lightly sweet hay. Pre-light draw was a sweet bready note. And there was a little bit of saltiness that kind of got my saliva glands working a little bit. So it was pretty interesting. Take us through your flavor profile.
Yep. So, you know, short smoke. So it was almost like a quick fire kind of a review felt like. So. First third, mixture of oak wood, black pepper with a little bit of natural sweetness coming through from the dry nuttiness. Pepper delivery is pretty unique, I thought, on the cigar in general. It was like on like that front palate on the tip of my tongue and on my rear palate, not on the throat, which is good, but like kind of on that rear palate-ish. So retro gave me more deeper sense of that black pepper, naturally sweet dried fruits. Dried nuts. And I got this like bright and tart cherry like note to it, so like a nice like a citrus kind of a stone fruit kind of a pop, which is always welcome. Finish earth dominant with a slightly gritty dirt, oak, black pepper, and it was pretty long and lingering kind of a finish. So always a good thing as well. Strength and body medium. Moving on to the second third. So very similar characteristics as that first third, with one major difference. I thought the mouth draws added like a slight, like a cream stone fruit note. Very tasty, and that worked really well with the oak and black pepper. Other than that, retro still deeper in black pepper and dry nuts. Finish still full earth forward with that gritty dirtiness, oak, black pepper. Strength still moving toward that medium full, and body at medium. Moving on to the final third, I thought the cigar started to become a bit more spice-driven, and it's still unique in the sense that I still tasted that spice on my front palate and my rear palate. It also picked up this slight wood bitterness. Retro further develops that pepper note, but also gives that nice sweet nuttiness that cherry note. Finish still the same, long lingering, gritty dirt, oak, black pepper. Strength still near meaningful, while body stayed at medium. So overall, fairly complex, quick smoke.
Yeah, cigar started off with the wood and black pepper, kind of like in this buttery and creamy type texture. A little further in, that black pepper note kind of eased back and let that smoothness of the wood and that buttery texture kind of shine. The black pepper did kind of have the lead in the retrohale, but there was a little bit of creaminess in the background there as well. As the third progressed a little bit more, the profile got even more buttery with kind of the wood and the pepper lessening out. And as the third was coming to a close, a little bit of nuttiness joined in that buttery wood note. Still a little bit of black pepper on the finish, and it had a tone down on the retrohale as well. Strength is right at the medium mark. Second third, that buttery note and nuttiness kind of go away, and a slight cream joined in with the wood, kind of a slightly green note to the wood. About a half inch in, that greenness goes away. A little bit of a char joins the wood. Cream still remained in the background. Retrohale is kind of that same slightly charred oak note. As the third was finishing up, that cream increased while that charred wood note was continuing on as well. Strength bumped up a little bit to just be slightly above medium. And then in the final third, that cream continued on, and it kind of paired well with that slightly charred wood note. Half inch in, a little bit of mintiness joined in as the cigar began to heat up a little bit. And then a little bit further in, that heat dropped down, as does the mintiness, kind of allowed that charred wood note to kind of back up to the front. And the strength remained at that like, slightly above medium mark. So what was your construction like for burn and draw?
It was really good. I mean, it burned. I rated it very good, which is a near flawless burn performance. Only negative thing was a quick relight required on the second third. Other than that, you know, solid ash marks, really sharp burn, sharp line, cool burn. The thing about this is I realized it's really important to smoke. In general, smoke smaller ring gauge cigars. You have to be very careful about the intensity of pulls and the frequency of pulls, because if you pick up the race of either or those or both, the cigar gets bitter really quick. So want to watch out for that. So in terms of draw, amazing. Right amount of tug, right amount of airflow, just no complaints.
Yeah, burn for me was slightly wavy, but he always kept up with himself, and ash held on just over 1-inch increment, so it's almost making it to each third there. In regards to the draw, it was a little bit slightly tighter than I prefer, but it didn't cause any issues at all with the smoking experience. So overall, what were your thoughts on this one?
Never judge a bug by its cover, you know what I mean?
They'll have to see the packaging to get that.
Yeah, I'm saying that because the package is literally like a book. Right. And within my pre-light experience, it was, average. It wasn't that great, but the smoking experience was really good. So that's what I meant by that. So pre-light draws, like I was saying, below average, downright at times unappealing, having that pink thinner note coming through. Nobody wants to fucking smoke pink thinner. But the actual smoking experience, for just a small cigar, got really that some fairly big flavors, unique interplay between that wood note and that spice. I dug it, and I really look forward to enjoying the other smaller vitolas. And I like the fact that these are truly small, skinny vitolas, right? Instead of like people going after like thicker things like Rothschilds and whatever, like mini Robustos or whatever you want to call it these days. It just calls for just really good tobacco, that the wrapper needs to truly shine for something like this. So I dug it. It was good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a short cigar, packs a lot of flavor, a little bit of strength to it. So that's nice. It's not just a mild smoke. Started out kind of medium full, dropped down slightly pretty quickly, and then remained kind of slightly above medium the rest of the way. I thought the flavor dynamics in the first third was really nice. That kind of creamy, buttery texture, I don't get that in a lot of cigars, so that was nice. As it progressed, that kind of combination kind of became less dynamic, but it was still good the rest of the way. And this is my first, first experience with the Short Tails line, and it really has me interested in the other ones, like you said. I mean, I wasn't sure what to expect, small vitola, things like that, and I haven't smoked a ton of stuff from Saga, but this is something that really, caught my interest. So I'd be definitely up for smoking more of these, and I definitely want to try the next iterations that are available, and we'll have reviews on those as well. So, I mean, I would say track some down if you find them. I don't even know if they're available online anywhere. You'd have to see if you catch them in a shop. I wasn't able to find a place where the price was published on it. So. I can't even tell you if it's a low price cigar or high price cigar, but if you find them and the price is appealing to you for the size of the cigar, I'd say go for it. Getting at the scores, I give it a 6.92. You give it a 7.07. How do you think that matches up with your experience?
Good. I mean, I said the flavor profile was overall good. I rated the construction really well, this is just another classic example of a good cigar that came out this year, but not like blow my top off amazing. But if you look at, now that I read through my review of like the actual flavors, it sounds like more than a good cigar,
right,
for me.
Yeah.
It's good. Technically it's not as good as me describing it perhaps, but it's still nonetheless a good cigar. So that score matches.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. I mean, our score is really close. It was just some slight variations in construction and like one drop on the flavor. But and I'll just ask the question is, I'm assuming this is not what you were kind of anticipating when you got into the cigar, right?
No, I was expecting, I think I was probably expecting what you're expecting, mild characteristics, you know, not much in terms of both body and strength. Mm-hmm. Certainly not as much complexities as I tasted.
Right. Yeah. I would say it's a surprising cigar. And I would say it's probably like one of those times where we think like looking at the score, like, you know what, the score could probably actually be a little bit higher just based on the flavor profile alone. I mean, it probably deserves a little bit more. So, yeah, it really has me interested in those other lines to try those out and see how if they smoke kind of in the similar type fashion that this does. You have any other final thoughts?
No, it's what is the guy? Sorry, what's the guy behind the brand?
Jean-Michel.
Yeah, he's a character. He's probably one of I would probably put him as one of the nicest guys that I've met at this past IPCPRs.
Yep.
Like, yeah, he's just really seemed nice like a guy. Really nice guy. I mean, we didn't talk to him like a ton, but yeah. Like Will Cooper, I remember I think kind of did the indirect kind of intro for us.
Yeah.
So it reminded me of that and how he was a pleasant dude to talk to. So
yep, absolutely. Well, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalace.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean, and now Stitcher. So thank you for watching, and we will catch you on the next one.